Today is Tuesday. What is the date? Is it 12 June 2018. So Tuesday class. Okay, we will now compose our mind, develop the sadha, virya, then mindfully we shall commence our puja. Namo Bhansi Si Jiha Moni Pho. Namo Bhansi Si Jiha Moni Pho. Namo Bhansi Si Jiha Moni Pho. Namo Quan Si Pusa. Namo Quan Si Pusa. Namo Quan Si Pusa. Namo Ami Tho Pho. Namo Ami Tho Pho. Namo Ami Tho Pho. Namo Ami Tho Pho. Namo Milo Pho. Namo Milo Pho. Namo Pusen Pusa. Namo Pusen Pusa. Namo Pusen Pusa. Namo Pho Pusa. Namo Pho Pusa. Namo Pho Pusa. Arahang Samma Sambuddho Bhagava. Buddhang Bhagavantang Abhivademi. Swakato Bhagavata Dhammo Dhammang Namasami. Supatipanno Bhagavato Savaka Sangho Sanghang Namami. Okay, you all can be seated. Then let us turn to page 1 of the chanting book. We will chant the Vandana. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Buddhang saranang gacchami. Dhammang saranang gacchami. Sanghang saranang gacchami. Dutiyampi buddhang saranang gacchami. Dutiyampi dhammang saranang gacchami. Dutiyampi sanghang saranang gacchami. Tatiyampi buddhang saranang gacchami. Tatiyampi dhammang saranang gacchami. Tatiyampi sanghang saranang gacchami. Panatipata viramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami. Adinadana viramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami. Kamesu micchacara viramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami. Suramiraya macchapamadatana viramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami. Now we will chant the Padipa Puja, offering of light. Ganda sambara yuktena dipena tamadangsina tiloka dipang sambuddhang pujayami tamonudang Gandha sambara yutena dopenahang suganghina dopyaye pujaniyang tang puja bhajana motamang vanna gandha guno petang etang kasuma santatin pujayami monindasa siri pada sarorohe pujemi buddhang kasumena nena punnena matena cha hotu mokhang pupang milayati yatta idang me kayo tatayati vinasabhavang adivasetu nobante paniyang parikapitang anukampang upadaya patigan hatu mutamang adivasetu nobante pale parikapitang anukampang upadaya patigan hatu mutamang adivasetu nobante bojanang parikapitang anukampang upadaya patigan hatu mutamang. Now we will chant the puja aspirations based on our understanding of the significance of all this puja offering. Significance of offering of light. May this offering of light to the Buddha brings forth the causes and conditions to illuminate our mind and help arise the needed clarity and understanding to dispel all darkness or ignorance therein. Significance of offering of water. May this offering of pure, clear, cool water lead us to the pure, clear Dhamma that cools and doses off the fires of all defilements within our mind. Significance of offering of incense. May our morality, chill, and understanding shine forth far and wide, just like the fragrance of this incense which we are offering to the Blessed One, who is perfect in wisdom and virtue. Significance of offering of fruits. May this offering of fruits us of the dana parami of generosity and the fruits of our karma, so that we will diligently strive on with heedfulness to attain the path and fruition soon as possible. Significance of offering of flowers. May this constant offering of flowers to the Blessed One strengthen our faith and constantly remind us of the impermanence of this body, so that we will diligently and sincerely strive on to cultivate sila, samadhi, and panya, leading to ultimate liberation, the bond-free nibbana. Making of overall aspiration. By the power of all these merits born of these offerings, may our spiritual faculties of sadha, virya, sati, samadhi, and panya be further strengthened, they become balas or powers. Sharing and transfer merits. May these merits be shared and transferred to all beings without exception, especially to those who have the conditions and affinity to receive them. Sadhu, sadhu. Okay. Let us pay respect to Tripa Jam. Bhadang Pachemi Dhammang Pachemi sanghang pajemi. Okay, you all can be seated. Then we will have half an hour meditation. We are off the light. Oh, there is another garland. Okay. We let her offer, then we rejoice. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay. Okay. Who already know how to meditate, you just relax, silence your mind, and allow everything to settle down. Then let the silent mind develop the awareness, to develop the understanding. For those who still need to train the mind, you go ahead. And for those who already trained, you just develop whatever skillful means that can help you to stabilize your mindfulness. You just do it, whether anapanasati or whatever. Object of meditation is just a skillful means to train the mind, to anchor the mind, to stabilize the mindfulness. If you still have mental hindrance, you need to decondition the heedless thinking, then you can use the mind sweeping method, followed by metta, combined with metta. Okay, I will let you meditate on your own. Then I will ring the bell after about 25 minutes or so. or those who still want to meditate, you can continue. For those who have been enough, slowly, mindfully, come out of meditation. Try to maintain whatever inner peace, inner calmness, and inner awareness that you have developed for as long as you can. Make use of all these trained mind states to develop the daily mindfulness. Okay, now turn to page 6. We will chant the invocation to the devas. Invocation to the devas. In this universe, in their entirety, let the deities or devas come here. Let them hear the good teaching of the King of Sages, which gives heaven and release, Nibbana. This is the time to listen to the teaching. This is the time to listen to the teaching. This is the time to listen to the teaching. Samanta Chakawalisu Atra Gacchantu Devata Saddhammang Muni Rajasa Sunantu Sakamokkadang Dhamma Savanan Kalo Ayang Badanta Dhamma Savanan Kalo Ayang Badanta Dhamma Savanan Kalo Ayang Badanta Namo Atasa Bhagavato Arahato Sama Sambuddhasa Namo Atasa Bhagavato Arahato Sama Sambuddhasa Namo Atasa Bhagavato Arahato Sama Sambuddhasa Iti peso bhagava arahang sama sambuddho Vija charana sampanno sugato lokavido Anuttaro purisa dhamma sarati Satta deva manusanang Buddho Bhagavati Swakato Bhagavata Dhammo Sanditiko Akaliko Ehi Paseko Opanayiko Chatang Veditabo Vinohiti Supatipano Bhagavato Savaka Sangho Ujupatipano Bhagavato Savaka Sangho Nyayapatipano Bhagavato Savaka Sangho Samichi patipanno bhagavato savaka sangho Yadidam chatari purisa yukani Atta purisa pugala Esa bhagavato savaka sangho Ahuneyo, Pahuneyo, Dakeneyo, Anjali Karaniyo, Anutarang Punyaketang Lokasati. Sadhu, Sadhu, Sadhu. do kilas be respected by them. Budang pajami. Damang pajami. Sanghang pajami. Okay, you can visit it. Then we will get PG to lead us. Tonight is chapter 18, Law of Karma. Okay, we'll wait for PG. We are at page 333, Chapter 18, The title is Karma, So Majjhima Nikaya, all living beings have karma as their own. So this one is actually similar to the fifth contemplation. Okay, PJ, come.
Good evening, Brother Teo, and to all Kalyanamitas. Today's subject is karma. I'm sure you'll be wondering why I choose to speak about this subject. This subject has always been a thorn in the flesh to me. From the time when I was in my 20s and 30s, going through hard times, it's very difficult when the word karma is used on you. I don't have the understanding of the Dharma then. It was very difficult to accept. And I've always questioned, and I even asked two of my teachers, do you mean to tell me that all these people who live and suffered in those terrible states in countries that are going through difficult times, the women and the children who are normally innocent and do not contribute to the happenings in the country. Do you mean to tell me that it is because of their karma that they're going through all this? Well, my teachers very gently and firmly tell me, yes. Only this time I didn't ask for a deal.
Yeah. When you come to understand this topic, you will become very, very different. You were not there to do things that you used to do. Yeah. Well, this topic is not easy. And the way PG has decided to take it up was, now I know why. The good reason was because in the early days, like she started off, this was a topic that is not easy for most people. Most people who have doubt as to what karma is, because they never believe that it can be such a wide-ranging nature's law that is so powerful. And when you understand them, it's actually a blessing in disguise. When you truly understand this law, you will become beautiful. Okay, continue. Yeah, it's a good topic. We should discuss this. Very good.
Okay, I will start off with a phrase that's very often quoted by P. gratitude. I'm sure we all know it by heart by now.
Yeah.
We are born of our karma, heir to our karma,
yeah.
Conditioned and supported by our karma. Yeah. And we are what we are because of our karma.
Mm.
Now, how many of us accept it wholeheartedly? Okay.
Yeah, this is a very good question.
When I first come to this class, it was, I listened to it and then I said, but do I accept it wholeheartedly? Honestly, no.
Yeah, very few people can understand.
Because the subject on karma, as it's often said, is a very complex workings of nature that only the Sammasambuddha can understand.
Mm.
And we, being mere humans, we try to understand. But to what extent do we understand? So hopefully with our further, how to say, teachings and all that, we will understand a bit better. When karma is used with negative connotations, it puts away a lot of people. For years, I refused to accept the word karma. When I go for any teachings that states all starts with karma, I will refuse to go for any further seminars or whatever talks. Now you would think that it's very strange how I come about to be in a religion or teachings whose core subject is karma. Well, when karma strikes, you can run, you can hide, but you cannot run away too far. It starts off when I met a teacher, not because I went for a talk. I went for a musical that was carried out by another Dharma group. And during that time, I don't know what made me connect with him. That's the only word I can use, because I don't really know what he's talking about. And I even went for the next day, I even went for his talk at Bart's, because it was so near. I was thinking, okay, I will go for his talk. During that time, one of the first opening sentences, he said, "You have been waiting for eons and eons for this." It struck something deep in my heart. And from then onwards, I somehow continued with lessons, and finally I landed up in Brother Teo's class. That to me is one of the clear lessons of what karma is. For years, I just refused. When you talk about karma, I tell you bye-bye. No more talk about it. But now we come back. I come back to this same thing.
Yeah.
The core subject of Buddhism starts with karma. I hope you bear with me. Okay. Thanks so much.
No problem.
Karma. All living beings have karma as their own. Majjhima Nikaya. Karma is a law of moral causation. Rebirth is its corollary. Both karma and rebirth are interrelated, fundamental doctrines in Buddhism. These two doctrines are prevalent in India before the advent of the Buddha. Nevertheless, it was the Buddha who explained and formulated them in the completeness in which we have them today. What is the cause of equality that exists amongst mankind? How do we account for the unevenness in this ill-balanced world? Why should one be brought up in the lap of luxury, endowed with excellent mental, moral, and physical qualities, and another in absolute poverty, in abject misery, Why should one be born a millionaire, another a pauper? Why should one have be a mental prodigy and another an idiot? Why should one be born with saintly characteristics and another with criminal tendencies? Why should some be linguists, artists, mathematicians, and musicians from the very cradle? Why should others be congenitally blind, deaf, and deformed? Why should some be blessed and others cursed from birth? Either there is a definite cause for this equality, or there is not. If there is not, the equality is purely accidental. No sensible person would think of attributing this equality to blind chance or pure accident. In this world, nothing happens to any person that he does not, for any reason or other, deserve. Usually, the actual reason or reasons cannot be comprehended by men of ordinary intellect. The definite invisible cause or causes of the visible effect may not necessarily be confined to the present life, but could be traced to the proximate or remote past birth. With the aid of telepathy and retroconnective knowledge, may not be possible for a highly developed seer to perceive events which are ordinarily imperceptible to the physical eye. Buddhism affirmed such a possibility. The majority of mankind attributed this equality to a simple cause, such as the will of a creator. The Buddha explicitly denies the existence of a creator as an almighty being or as a causeless cosmic force. Now, how do modern scientists account for the equality of mankind? Confining themselves purely to sense data, they attributed this equality to the chemical-physical causes, heredity, and environment. Julian Huxley, a distinguished biologist, writes, "Some genes control colors, others height and weight, others fertility and length of life, others vigor and the reverse, others shape and proportion. Possibly all, certainly the vast majority of heredity characteristics are gene controlled. For mental characters, especially the more complex and subtle ones, the proof is more difficult, but there is every evidence that they are heritable, and no evidence of their inheritance is due to a different mechanism from that for bodily characters. That which is inherited in our personality and bodily peculiarities depends somehow upon the interaction of this assorted battery of genes with which we are equipped at fertilization. One must admit that all such chemical physical phenomena revealed by scientists are partly instrumental, but could they be solely responsible for the subtle distinctions that exist amongst individuals? Yet, why should identical twins who are physically alike, inheriting like genes, enjoying the same privileges of upbringing, be temperamentally, intellectually, and morally totally different? Heredity alone cannot account for these vast differences. Strictly speaking, it accounts more possibly for some of the similarities than most of the differences. The infinitesimally minute chemical physical germ, which is supposed to be about 30 millionth part of an inch across, inherited from parents, explains only a portion of man, his physical foundation. With regard to the more complex and subtle mental, intellectual, and moral differences, we need more enlightenment. The theory of heredity cannot satisfactorily account for the birth of a criminal in a long line of honorable ancestors, for the birth of a saint in a family of evil repute, for the arising of infant prodigies, men of genius, and great intellect, spiritual teachers. Detailing with this question of heredity, Dr. Theodore Pascal writes in his interesting book on reincarnation. Actually, this book is called A Study of the Human Evolution, 1910. To return to the role played by the germ in the question of heredity, we repeat that the physical germ of itself alone explains only a portion of man. It throws light on the physical side of heredity, but leaves in as great darkness as ever the problem of moral and intellectual faculty. If it represents the whole man, one would expect to find in any individuals the qualities manifested in his progenitors and parents, never any other. These qualities could not exceed the amount possessed by the parents, whereas we find criminals from birth in the most respectable families, and saints born in parents who are the very scum of society. You may come across identical twins, that is, beings born from the same germ, under the same condition of time and environment, one who is an angel and the other a demon, though their physical forms closely resemble each other. Child prodigies are sufficiently numerous to trouble frequently the thinker with the problem of heredity. In the lineage of these prodigies, has there been found a single ancestor capable of explaining these faculties, as astonishing as they are premature? If to the absence of a cause in the progenitor is added the fact that genius is not heredity, that Mozart, Beethoven and Dante have left no children stemmed from birth as prodigies or genius, we shall be forced to the conclusion that within the limits it has taken up, materialism is unable to explain heredity, nor is heredity always realized. Many a physical characteristic is not reproduced in families tainted with dangerous psychological defects. Many children escape the evil and the disease tendencies of the tissues remain latent, Many children escape the evil and the disease tendencies of the disease remains latent in them, although they often affect their descendants. On the other hand, extremely divergent mental types are often met within the same family, and many a virtuous parent is torn with grief on seeing the vicious tendencies of the child. So we find that heredity and the environment either fail to fulfill their promise or else give what was not theirs to give. According to Buddhism, this equality is due not only to heredity, environment, nature or nurture, but also to the operation of the law of karma, or in other words, to the results of our own inherited past actions and our present doings. We ourselves are responsible for our happiness and misery. We create our own heaven. We create our own hell. We are the architects of our own fate.
Okay, I think we stop here and have a good discussion. Yeah, this topic is very interesting. Yeah? The cause of inequality, like what the author has tried to point out. Yeah? So maybe we let PG start off with how you really look at the world. What are the causes of inequality? So the author has come up with many aspects of possibility, even genetic, heredity, and sometimes it's also mentioned as your environment. Then all the other whatever related causes that are possible. Sometimes they thought it's something that you can develop as you are born into the world. But then what are the things that make you unique? What are the things that cause equality everywhere? Personally, when I was young, I really look at this thing. But to me, it's very naturally easy for me to understand. That is the strange thing. I don't find it like very difficult to understand. To me, what I saw was something very natural. Maybe the world has to be that way. And the word karma actually very naturally flow into my existence, my nature. And I can accept it very easily. And I have very wide understanding of it since young, very strange. I look at nature differently. But later on, as I grew up, when I saw people asking all those questions, then only I start to reflect, yeah, there was so much inequality. And a lot of people couldn't accept what happened. Of course, for those who are born, maybe we call it lucky, born with a silver spoon, born with good life, good parents, good condition, then you tend to favor all those things. It's like you justify it because you say, yeah, why are you jealous? People are born rich, people are born wealthy. Then those who are from poor environment, who has to go through very tough life, even to survive or to have food over their, shelter over their head, food for their 3 meals and all those things. The basic needs are also not there, and condition can be very harsh. But for me, even though I came from those environments that are very harsh, but maybe karma was good. I never had problem with the food and shelter, even education and all those things. So everything just fall into place. What about you all? Maybe we can have this as a discussion topic. It will be very useful. Okay, PG, you start off first.
Okay. When I went back to Penang recently for the elections, a very close friend who was my classmate since I was 10 years old, she was at her last stage. She was a cancer survivor. It was very difficult to see her go through that. And of course, the subject of karma comes up. We are of the same age. We went through the same things. When we go through critical illness, this difficult subject comes up. Does karma determine whether we survive or do we pass away? I'm very sure for most people, this subject will come up to you when you're going through very difficult times. Or when you are faced with death. But having gone through Dharma class for the last 5 years, it has helped me to understand and accept what she was going through. Difficult as it is to lose a good friend. Now that we have the opportunity to learn something that can help us in this life and also in our next life, are we taking enough steps to help ourselves? I hope I am. Thank you.
Anybody else wants to come out and maybe share your views on this topic of inequality? Then also maybe how you encounter life as you grew up, as a teenager, until when you encounter the Buddha Dhamma. Most of us must have gone through life. And I don't know how many of you really have the critical thinking to go into the various aspects of life. In fact, most people don't really reflect on life. I realize most people just existed through life and get into trouble, problem, then get angry, miserable. And most of them couldn't have a clear answer to life. How many of you never experienced inequality in that sense since young? Have you ever reflected on inequality? Or you take it for granted that most people should be like you? When you are born into this world, they will be like you.
Everybody is too shy to share their story.
Actually, you all should be more proactive. Otherwise, this topic, which is so interesting, cannot really come out.
In fact, most of us do go through difficult times. And that's when we really see equality very clearly. And I'm very sure we don't accept it.
Why not we do it differently, I think? We should sit around a circle, facing each other. And then you talk. Then each and every one of us will be willing to speak up.
Okay, I will start the ball rolling. I'll pass it to Alicia.
Okay, yeah. Because this is something very useful. This topic can open up many things.
Hello, Brother Teo, and all Kairamitas. Topic karma, actually, I believe 101%. Actually, I was born very, very poor, in a very poor family, and single parents, and my dad worked very hard to support our four kids. And as Brother Teo mentioned, do you feel anything? I don't feel that because I have enough food to eat. So I'm quite lucky. As I grew up and I go to school and I tell myself I have to study hard in order to get a easy office job. But I didn't finish my so-called uni, but I up to my form 6 and I get out and work.
Yeah.
And I consider myself very lucky.
Very blessed.
Very blessed. Because as I work in audit firm for 6 months, I learned a little bit of the accounting. Then I met Freddy.
That was the right one.
Then I go to his office and work as an accounts clerk.
Wow, very good.
That's how my life started, but actually not so. Actually, we worked very hard at that time because Freddie also just started his business and we worked very hard together in order to, you know, go through. But in a way, we so-called we have a comfortable life. But as my childbirth giving me some problems, so I mean, to me, my twins baby, I always have a lot of fear of it because that time I was the kind of person a lot of, like they say, a lot of worries, you know, think of the negative in advance. Actually, it doesn't happen, maybe.
Negative
thoughts. A lot of negative thoughts. So when my two baby was born, and my depression set in, which I didn't realize. Then after that, as I have to work very hard with between the family, the work, and the children, everything. So I was like in the way always 埋怨, how to say?
Yeah, 埋怨,
like,
yeah.
You work so hard for what? Yeah, I don't know why yeah, am I, the yeah. whole day I have to do everything, you know. But didn't realize I'm so blessed.
Yeah.
As my depression set in, after that I couldn't work, and then, you know, and then that's how I ended up in Brother Dale's class.
Mm.
So and when I was having that kind of condition, of course I'm always feeling unhappy, you know, not having the right views of how life's supposed to be. You know, it's how fortunate you have twins, baby, one boy, one girl. Everyone was saying you have a good, you know, one boy, one girl in Chinese is how, yeah. okay? But I didn't really know. But as Vincent brought me here and I learned from Brother Teo, I know a lot of about karma, as I see from my experience
yeah.
and
Yang
things that,
and
yeah, the things that I have go through
yeah,
and...
Yeah.
And when I get angry and I hit out at others, you know, now
yeah.
I get back everything, you know,
yeah,
like
yeah,
people,
yeah.
you know, like,
yeah.
you know, I now
you,
I understand.
You reap what you sow.
Yes,
yeah.
so I understand. So I wouldn't go back that way that,
yeah.
you know, and, you know, even sometimes, now at times you will have a little bit of like negative thought arising to you, then you just know what you are doing right now. So... Karma to me, I 101% believe, and you have to earn your money the righteous
yeah,
way.
Righteous
not,
way.
Not, yes. And I'm so blessed I'm here and I understand the Buddha Dharma, and I hope I will continue to
sadhu,
strive
sadhu,
on.
Sadhu
and thank
very
you.
Good, very good. Okay. Who wants to try the next one? Maybe let me do my part first, then easy for you all. Because like I told you, when I was young, I was very quiet. For the first 6 years, my mind got nothing. I didn't even do anything. You asked me how do I recall. I actually don't recall. I saw some photo when I was young, my father took while I was 2 years old. Yeah. One or two of those studio photo. But the moment I saw the photo, I knew that was the innocent face that I have. Then I tried to recall. Not until the age of 6, my brain got nothing. That's why I remember my granny told me, she thought I was dumb. You know what is dumb, huh? In Hakka, they call alo, cannot talk. So they were so worried for me. But it was not the case that I was dumb, I cannot talk. My nature is so quiet and so silent that it didn't talk. Until when I was 6 years old, my father transferred from Butterworth back to Alustar. When I was in Butterworth, I was left alone because my mother worked whole day, non-stop. Huh? Yeah. And my mother said, I'm the easiest to look after. He just put me on the thing, the Yau Lam. I would just know how to use my leg too. Yeah. Then he said, when I need something, I will and all those things. Then she will know what to do. Yeah. Then as I reached the age of 6, the only thing I can recall was they took me back to Alostar, where the area is a notorious area, like a gangster area, where a lot of naughty people, bad people. Then I was suddenly transformed into that environment. And that was how the conditioning start. Then I learned all the, they call vulgar words and all those things. Then later on, when I reflected as I grew up, I realized the mind that was so pure can just within a few weeks or months become conditioned. Then those were the moments when I went through. But at that time when I went through, the mind was not so complicated as yet. It didn't develop any of this ability to look at things and say inequality or no. I just grew up as a normal kid. But then as I go to school, things start. I realize I can learn very fast. But before I understand, I'm very slow. Slow doesn't mean that so-so or stupid or what. No. Slow in the sense that I don't have the language, the skill, the basic. The moment I understand the basic, technically I don't need a teacher. I realized that was what my nature was. Then as I go through life, I observe. I realize when since young I was observing many, many things. And I came across many things that happened in my life that I knew there is something behind. Something behind. And I never understood this word karma until when the word was spoken. Yanko. So what happened was, as I go through life, then I realized deep inside, even as a kid, I knew I am different from the rest. Very funny, very strange. And I knew I have something that is very different from normal being. That's why when I was in Form 3, Form 4, I think, I like to look at the sky, the stars, and all those things. Then the moment I understand science, maths, and I like all these subjects, and geography, all these things, I learn very fast. I understand very fast. Then after that, I saw my mother was very, very having very tough life. She alone need to bring up every one of us. But my mother is very funny. She is a very simple lady, very contented with life, very simple. And she appreciates each and every bit of life. She believes in sacrificing for family. That's why she works day and night, non-stop. Never complain. She is so contented that as long as she can get the food and the shelter and care for all the children, she already very happy. She used to tell me and my brothers and sisters, he said, you people never appreciate life. You were never in China, he said. She suffered so much in China, he said. To her, when she came out to Malaysia, she is already out of the suffering mode. He said, Malaysia is heaven, really heaven, even though she got to work day and night non-stop. My mother's routine was very tough, but to her, she worked with joy because she had this contentment and she appreciated life so much. To her, because in China, she almost died of starvation. That was so bad. Despite how hardworking you are, you really can't find enough to go around. And that type of suffering is not easy to endure. That's why when she came over here, she said, here, everything is so fertile. Everything you put on the ground grow. He said, no mountain, no all those funny terrain. He said, no need to go and carry water and all those things. Then her routine is, she sleep early, 9 p.m. Wake up, 4:30 p.m. Then get ready everything for us. That time he got to prepare the food, the three meal, everything. and the children. One leg kick all, Jacob Peck's time is all our whatever needs, even our clothing, our food, and our three meal, everything. And last time, mind you, don't have gas cook, don't have gas, firewood. And this firewood also, you got to go and find yourself. Then you got to dry it and all those things. Then the kitchen is also very primitive and all those things. Where I help her, I knew. And many things she did. And we really have the joy because we go through all this hard way to learn about life and many things. That's why we have very strong survival skill. And I can build fire from nothing, actually. He was the one that teach me from the sawdust and all those things. What we need is kerosene and matches. Then we can start a fire and we can cook our meal and all those things. So as I observe, I realize if you have contentment and you have this, what they call understanding, and you really work for your families, whatever, means you do your duty well, your life will be beautiful. Then, as I look at all my brothers and sisters, 9 of them, remember, I told you, I realized all of us were different, no? Some very tall, some very short, some hairy, some no hair, some can study, some cannot study. Then, some, of course, later I came to know has Dhamma, and some completely don't have Dhamma. Then I look, I say, parents same, environment same, everything same. How come like that? That's why when my mother, they all, and my father, because we are Chinese, told me feng shui and all those things, I never believe. I said nothing to do with feng shui. And deep inside, I knew I am different. That's why I knew my past is very strong. Then I observed my brothers, my sister, and I knew why they are my brothers, my sister, why my parents are my parents. Everything I can understand. Very strange. Then I look at my neighbors. I look at all the people within my village. Everyone is different. And I like can understand why they are different. Some are very greedy. Some are very sincere, very honest, like to help people. Some are very kind. Then you see the various type of character, personality. Even though I saw all this, but I don't say it as inequality. To me, there is no such thing as inequality. To me, since young, I already knew they are just the way they are. All this has to do with karma, nothing else. Then I told you I stole 2 ringgit from my mom's ang pao. I get into big trouble. Then every time I lie, I did certain thing. If I try to cheat or deceive, I get into big problem. But I was very good at games. They call it games of chance. Or they call... you use the word gambling better. I was very good at that because my maths was very good and I know how to calculate and I know how to understand the cuts and all those things. That's why, to me, there is no such thing as luck. Do you understand? There is no such thing as luck. Even gambling is skill, understanding, and of course, karma. I found out on my own. I realized why I always make money. I win all those, the gambling, win. And every new year, I win, except that year I stole my mother's 2 ringgit. So what happened was, what I saw was, I helped my mother, I helped my father to look after the shop, and I did my duty. Actually, in my family, I did the most work for my parents, my family. I'm second in the family.
every day when I wake up, I will sweep the shop, the house, make it clean. Then I will clean up all the... My father has a medical shop. All the shelves, everything, I will clean and all that. Then, last time, the door, you had to slide it up one. Every day, I open up the shop and I put back all the door at night before we sleep. Sometimes my father do it. Then as I grew up, I take over the duty. Then I realize every time I do this, I do my duty, then only I go and play and do my thing. My luck very good. So, that's why later on I realize skill and duty will make you beautiful. Then every time I don't do my duty, I don't have enough understanding and skill, I realize I cannot be sure of winning. That's how I learned when I was young. Then I like to learn things very fast, and I put in understanding and effort. I really, that's why the four bases of success, I have them all. I really analyze, investigate, and find out. And that's how I developed all this skill when I was young. And it come naturally. So to me, karma is something that comes by naturally, that I can understand. Then I believe in diligent hard work. That's why when I study, I really study. And when I study, I knew I will reach the pinnacle of what I want to do. I can achieve. The basis of success is there. Whatever I put my mind in, I will become very good. So that was my story. Then, of course, as I grew up, I realized everything was like, you can say, meant to be. It's actually not meant to be. It's karmically conditioned already. Because of my nature, my understanding, then all of this already, the causes and condition, the understanding is already inside there. That's why I always tell most Kayanamita who know me, technically I didn't do anything this life. I just echo and flow. Everything just fall into place. Echo and flow through the understanding. Then everything just happen. So to me, life is just the way it is. So beautiful. And I have no doubt about karma because I saw it happening since young. And to me, this is what nature's law is all about. That's why I use this word. You will never disbelieve such a law. In Hokkien, bo kao lo bo xiang xin. Bo kao ni bo xiang xin. You got no more doubt because it is so clear. And the way it manifests is so powerful. So this is the part I want to share. Now, Padma Suri. Now you continue.
Maybe Brother Tiong want to share first.
Very good.
I think I have to accept this, karma.
Oh, that's a good one. Zen Ming.
I'm not too sure. Maybe just my comments on the initial section.
Inequality.
The author here discusses quite a fair bit on hereditary genes and all those. I remember during school days or university days, we used to debate whether this is true or karma is true, whatever. But the way I look at it is that we shouldn't look at it separately. If we remember, there are five laws that governs life and existence. The first two laws, the physical laws, the biological laws. Then we have law of karma and
law of mind.
Law of mind. Citta Niyama and Dhamma Niyama.
Yeah.
To me, these are the laws that governs life.
Yeah.
So there will be a lot of interplay and interaction of these laws.
Yeah.
So in a way, genes and hereditary, these are just
biological
processes and
orders, yeah,
that will carry through the effects of karma.
Yeah.
Right. So we shouldn't look at it separately, lah. That's my opinion, lah.
Yes. Right? Good. Yeah. They are all connected.
They're all connected.
Yes.
So in a way, if these are laws of nature, we are in it, we got no choice, we have to accept it, we have to live by it. So the only thing to me personally is we shouldn't be affected by what is in the past because of karma.
Yes.
What is more important is what we should do, take care of karma. What we need to do, right? Follow the advice of the Buddha, and then take it from there, lah.
Yeah, right? Very good.
My life has been very simple all this while. I don't come from a rich family. I grew up very simply.
I think most of us went through that. Yeah.
So, it has been good for me, lah.
Yeah.
Right. So no complaints, lah.
Yeah. Oh, very happy.
Very happy.
Very blessed. And
very blessed.
Most of us are in that category. Yeah. Because you have the good karma, the good inheritance, you will have beautiful life. You can feel that you have a lot of blessing. You're not only lucky, you are very blessed. And most of us are.
How I got to know Pamasuri is through a matchmaker.
Oh, very good.
That matchmaker is none other than karma.
Oh, very good.
Meant to be, lah.
That's all I can say. Now Pamasuri to tell the detail.
Never expected also lah, that he would tell that he knows me through a matchmaker.
Yeah.
Okay, I will start from my very young life.
Yeah.
Actually, I was born to a very poor family.
Yeah.
But after I know Dharma, when I look back, I know it's karma. And I'm really grateful that I have to my own good karma. Whenever difficult, I was in difficult situation, help comes in very very handy way, and you know, I somehow it turns out to be very good to me. Okay, I'm born to a very poor family with 7 of us, with my father working as in a rubber factory, and he has to work very hard. You know, every day he has to carry about 100 over, about the, you know, the rubber when it used to export, every one of them is like, last time is 180 catties.
Yeah, very
up
heavy.
The, load it up to the lorry.
Yeah, very
That's
heavy.
Why he is very healthy now. Until today, he is very healthy.
Yeah, yeah.
That is karma also.
Yeah.
So until standard 6, I almost stopped schooling.
Oh.
But somehow I struggled, wanted to go to school. I cry and cry and cry. I wanted. Then my mother couldn't do anything. And at that time, also somehow, help comes in. Like my sister, go and get to help to get the friend's old books. And then the school uniform, old uniform come in.
Yeah.
And my father sent me to the school to sit for the entry test, and somehow I get into a very good convent school.
Oh, very
so
good.
From there, I have the. It's also I struggle through my secondary school, because the school is very far from my house. I have to get up 5:30.
Yeah.
And 6:30, I have to walk through a rubber estate to wait for the bus to take me to the school, which is about 7 kilometers away from my house. But somehow my father is I'm very lucky. I look back, it's my good karma. Somehow he put me at the back of his bicycle. He will push the bicycle through the rubber estate and wait for the bus to pick me up.
Oh,
then only he will
good.
Go home every morning without fail.
Yeah.
And then in the afternoon, I will walk back until Form 5. And then within that, I remember that time we still have to pay school fees.
Yeah.
11 ringgit a month.
Yeah.
I couldn't afford.
It's not cheap. Huh?
It's not cheap for us,
yes,
and I couldn't afford. And I remember my pocket money is only 10 cents a day. And I have to save 5 cents.
Yeah.
And every month, I can only afford to pay 1 ringgit of my fees.
Yeah.
And then my form teacher is a... It's what I call, it's a quite low.
Yeah.
I still remember her name, Mrs. Roberts.
Yeah.
She would come after me for the feast until one day she couldn't make it. She couldn't tahan me really. She sent me to the school principal, which is it's a convent school. It's from Christian.
Yeah.
That's why I'm very grateful actually to the Christian society also.
Yeah.
And she recommended me for scholarship.
Yeah,
but I got a full scholarship for that, and ever since that, I don't have to pay any single cents. And the school used to give us free bread. You know, those days. The long loaf of bread.
Correct,
and then the sister will come with a bread knife, and then we will queue up.
Yeah.
Then you will get one slice of bread, and that is my lunch. And after that, I'll take the same school bus back.
Yeah.
And until Form 5, I think... all my elder brothers and sisters, they stopped schooling.
Yeah.
No choice because too poor.
Yeah.
But until Form 5, I almost stopped. But I struggled through. You know, those days we have this FEC.
FEC. Further education class. Yeah.
Further education class.
Yeah.
So I work as a tutor, giving tuition to standard 2, standard 3 students. I still remember I got 20 ringgit a month.
Yeah.
I can still give my mother... 10 ringgit and 10 ringgit for my own expenditure. Mm. And I go through FEC, I go through my Form 6.
Yeah.
I get into...
That is really tough, not easy. Yeah.
And I still remember after the FEC is 9:30 at night.
Yeah.
Sometimes it rain, and then from Malacca High School, I have to cycle back to Batu Berendam, which is 7 kilometers away.
Yes.
And my bicycle is not this kind of big bicycle, you know, those chopper bicycle with a small wheel. Bought from my friend, she went overseas, and then she left the bicycle with me.
That's
how I solved the problem. And then I went through Form 6, and then I strike a lottery. That lottery is getting into the maktab perguruan.
I end
up to be a teacher.
That's a good one.
My father told me
teacher training.
Training. This is better than a lottery.
Yeah, yeah.
Better than striking a lottery.
Yeah.
Because other than getting further education, I get allowance.
Yeah.
And that allowance, I cannot finish spending. I can still send back to home to help my younger brothers and sisters. And that I struggle through. And
very
after
good.
My teacher's training come out, still I struggle to get into university.
Yeah.
And
I
get through. It was a surprise that I get into USM, but that one is part-time.
Yeah.
I tak kam guan lah.
Yeah.
I sit, every year I sit SDPM.
Yeah.
Every year... 7 weeks holiday.
Wow, this one is not easy.
People go for holidays. People sleep at home. I wake up every day 3:30 after school. I sleep because I was sent to a very Felda scheme school. No entertainment. One day, two trip of bus to the town. So I stay in the school hostel. The hostel, the classroom is just next door to my dormitory. So I sleep quite early, but every day 3:30 without fail I wake up to study on my own, and I get through, and I manage to get into UM. My time, my life turned. When I get into UM, I finish my study, but that time when I was in UM, I'm still working as a tuition teacher, and I still manage to send money home. And on top of that, I got a half scholarship from the government.
Sadu.
And I struggled through. That time, no time for boyfriends. But of course, I have a... I you know, as a young lady, I have a lot of aspiration. Still, I have... but no time for them. Lah. I still remember the best time is I have 4 cars lining up to take me home.
Wow,
I was so proud that time. I always tell Tune, you are not the one who come after me. He is not one of them. And I got no time, but until the last year, I was almost graduating already. That time, I was 30 years old, 31. That time is Anak Dara tour already. So, yeah. I met our matchmaker. I think it's karma. I really admit that is karma. That made me 100% believe in karma.
Sadhu.
100% I believe
matchmaker
in karma.
Matchmaker is karma. Very good. Meant to be, yeah. Sadhu, yeah.
I don't know how to describe it. I really don't know how to describe it. And yeah. Anyway, that is the turning point. That is the turning point of my life. After meeting him, actually, I'm very grateful to Tune.
Yeah,
until today, he never stopped me from what I want to do. But after getting married, I think I go through, after looking back, you know, after come to Brother Teo's class, after I reflect and recollect, I really have gone through very tough. But somehow, when I'm in difficult times, like when I'm working, like teachers, you cannot take leave and all that. When there's no maid, somehow the maid come and the maid turn up.
Yeah.
Somehow things get soft up.
Yeah.
Get things.
Yeah. Fall into place.
Fall into place and.
Then get resolved.
Get resolved. Yeah. Even recently also, it is like that.
That's why I take care, karma.
It is
beautiful,
And then even after I got married, I still struggle on, and I got my master's. I got my master's after I got married when my children is very small, and I can recall many sweet memories when my children are small and when I'm doing master's. What made me very touched is when that time, I really struggle and teaching with family. And Tune is very supportive, and he can go to the extent to make bread for me at night. Like I have lectures on Saturdays, 7 until 1 non-stop. So he and my younger daughter that time 5-6 years old.
Yeah.
So we bought a bread maker at home. So at night they will make bread for me, and the next morning when I go up before I go to lectures, I can smell the whole house. Oh, so sweet smell, bread. That is karma.
Sadhu,
That's
good.
How I end up with him.
Yeah, very good.
I think I smelled the bread before I got married.
Yeah, very good. Sadhu.
But anyway, I own him. Thank you. A very deep thank you from the bottom of my heart. That he never stopped me from going anywhere. He never stopped me to cultivate. Wherever I want to go to cultivate, Taiwan, Thailand, anywhere, he will help me to book my ticket, and sometimes he will sponsor my ticket. I'm
very,
very lucky in that sense. He never stopped me. He's my best Kayana Mita, I would say.
Sadhu. Very good. Thank you so much for the very good sharing. Then I got something to add for her, which she didn't want to tell. She was the one that brought finally Brother Tune to the Dhamma. Because I remember the first retreat at Cameron Highland, on the bus on the way back, she and Ng Bi, two of them, cried. They wanted to bring their husband to the fold. And Pamasuri succeeded very well. But Ng Bi, the husband already president, so no need to worry. But she had wanted Jim to attend the retreat or the that type of Dhamma class. So anyway, she tried very hard to. So these are the what they call karmic link. When you have karmic link, because you never know, in the past, even as Kayamita, you could have made that deal. Just like Sariputta and Moggallana, remember? Whoever who found the truth would notify the friend. Then together they shall cultivate. If you make this type of what they call deal, we call it ngao sao. What you call that? Deal. Ngao sao. Means cannot go back one. Must fulfill. Then talking about karma, really very true. If you take care of karma, karma take care of your life. Like Paramahansa's case, actually, my whole family, I got 9 brothers and sisters, you remember? I supposed to go to Chinese school also, because my elder brother went to Chinese school. Then after that, all my brothers and sisters all went to Chinese school. I was the only one sent to English school. You know why? Karma. Because I was second in the family. So my father at that time, like I told you, when the time come, if I had stayed in Butterworth, I would have gone to Chinese school. Because I was transferred down. My father, I also don't know how to tell you. My father was a salesman. Actually quite poor. Came from China at the age of 8, then sent back to China just before the war. Very lucky. Then after the war, come back again. Then after that, work his way up. Then after he got married and all those things, you really won't believe, no? As a salesman, he got to come back to my uncle's, my father's uncle's shop, because the uncle came from China earlier on, and the uncle was the one that looked after him when he was young. Then as he grew up, he became a salesman. Then when he came back to the shop, the uncle told him, since you are a salesman, you might as well help to sell the lottery ticket, no? That time Singapore and Malaysia together. They call social welfare. And do you know in the 50s, no? My father said, can help him to sell, no? He got 5 tickets he cannot sell, no? And my father helped him to sell, no? And you know what happened? One of the 5 tickets got, I think, first prize or second prize, I forgot already. Came out, no? Strike, you know? And you know how much your commission was at that time? Yeah? You guess and see how much. That time, the money, 1 cent can buy thing on. The commission was 5,000. The money at that time, 5,000. And because of my father, he sold that ticket strike. The uncle very fair. He said, well, he already so grateful, and he said, I share with you, don't worry, he said, because you did the work, he said, if you don't sell for me, this ticket, don't know what will happen to it, because he cannot afford to pay for the ticket. So somehow, my father got the 2005. That's why he came down to Alostar to buy the shop lot. You know that shop lot cost him how much? 200 ringgit. One whole shop lot. But that's why I transferred down, and I was in a notorious city area. Then, because I was there, my father received government letter, don't know how to read. Understand not? Bill, all those things, don't know how to read. Got to go and ask around. Then, there was one neighbor, also got a shop lot. Same problem. So he asked my father, is it? You also got so many children, I also got so many children. Our next children is the second one. Why not we send him to English school so that they can read English letter? Like that also have. This type of karma. You don't believe, I tell you. And my father, because he want me to go to an English school, he go and check, because that time he got lottery money. He said, make sure it's the best English school. You know I went to which school or not? The school that Mahathir went. Sultan Abdul Hamid College, the most famous, all the royalty, all the professional people went on. And that was the reason why I got hell when I went there. Because everybody was educated, the children sent there. Only those who got status and all those things. My father, maybe he strike the lottery, that's why he can register, he can afford to register me. And because of that, I went there. My whole kampong, nobody know English, you know. I can't speak a single word of English, you know. And I only learn all the vulgar word. The Hokkien wa. All the you know, 10 word come out, 8 is vulgar one. It's just like Cantonese, but that time was Hokkien. So I was blue, standard 1. 10 subject, 0. I got 0. I was last in the class. My neighbor second last. Then standard 2, because of arithmetic, I score 100 for arithmetic, the rest all 0. And I got second last because my neighbor got last. That's how it happened. But immediately after standard 2, when I start to learn the language, by singing song, Baba, Black Sheep, anyone, one, two, five. So from there, I learned the language. The moment I learned the language, I can understand, I did very well. Then my academic, I become. Because when I was in the school, I remember, the first 6 years, I was like wasting my time there, you know. I tell myself, I only need 2 years to finish the 6 years, so. Yeah, really. That was what I was. And I can learn very fast that time. When I went to secondary school, I like it because that was the challenge. Form 4, Form 5. Then to add on Padmasri on further education class and all things. It's really true. I got a lot of classmates who couldn't make it. They failed Form 5. They tried very, very hard. Yet they fail. Then they got no choice. They try until they have enough passes to do FEC. Then they try FEC. Keep on taking exam on their own. FEC means further education class, not in school one. No. You don't have teacher to teach you one. No. You go to night class and all those things. And it's very tough. Very tough. But I was very lucky. Because scholarship. Kedah State Scholarship. Well, my result was very good. So I got this scholarship. So the Kedah State Scholarship for non-Malay, 30 ringgit a month. No. Wow, that time really rich. Like Bapa Sri say, 30 ringgit a month. No. I told my father say, your money you keep, I put in the bank. Post office saving bank, that time I remember. I was so proud. 2 years, lower 6, upper 6, 30 ringgit a month, for 12 months, 360 times 2, 720 ringgit. No. First time my bank account got 700 ringgit. It's a lot of money at that time, do you know? And I went to MU with a post office saving book with that type of money. You know. And my father want to buy me, he want to buy me a car. He's scared I there got problem. I say, no, don't, please. I'm number 2. Still got so many brothers and sisters down the line. So luckily I didn't. Then after that I sponsor my brothers. I take care of some of my brothers and sisters. Then not only that, my sister who actually can study. I got one younger sister. But because she's a lady, you know, last night discrimination. Lady, they say, study so much for what? After that married. She luckily, like Pamasuri, very determined. You know what she did? After Form 5, she applied teacher training. Cannot get in. You can get in already you know, in the small town, teacher, very high status. So. Then that time very popular. So she somehow got into nursing. Blessing in disguise. Went into nursing. So after she went into nursing, I encouraged her. I said, very good. I said, yeah. Then I arranged for my uni classmate, because she was sent to Kota Baru for training. Then I remember Mi Feng. I arranged for Mi Feng to help take care of her. Then she finished her nursing. Then she did quite well until she was so determined, like Padmasuri, you know. He go and apply for nursing graduate course. And that was the first special, and she got it, sent her to Flinders University, you know. She never had a chance to go to U. And she went there because of the scholarship. You know how she went in, The karma very good. They all take TOEFL. The Malay, most of them fail. Until the scholarship, nobody take. So they call all the Chinese, all those Chinese who got the qualification on, you go and take TOEFL. Anybody pass, they give you the scholarship. So my sister, they all went, and she passed, they went. Then after he came back, he started the nursing school, HUKM. He became a lecturer. Then she go and do master like Padmasuri, and finish her master. That's why I say, the only one that didn't go to uni, the moment she go, she finished PhD, After master, she took the PhD, and she really did it. That's why I tell you, if you got good karma, you determine. Things will go your way. Yeah. Don't worry. Life is not what you think. Be sincere. Two things. Do your duty well. Always remember that. Then, take care of karma. Be sincere. Have faith in yourself. Determine. That's why persevere. These three things. Sincerity, faith, persevere. Everything will go your way. Right duty is very important. Do your duty well. Serve your parents. Help your brothers and sisters, or whoever that is of relationship with you, even fellow humanity. That's why when you have the Dhamma, you have the good life. That's it. Without the Dhamma, your life will be afflicted. Not easy. And I believe most of us started difficult, not easy. I don't know whether anybody here born rich, born wealthy, got anybody? Don't have, Maybe Yun Chan, Yun Chan very lucky. Average. Oh, middle class already very good. You are among the best. Because before my father strike that lottery, I tell you, she was living from hand to mouth. Very tough. Sometimes he go for apprenticeship initially, working for my uncle. No salary, nothing. Just work. 3 meals, food and shelter, that's it. Then later on, my uncle also saw him like that, so young, so energetic. He said, why not you go out and do sales? That's how he started. Then because he do sales, my father was exposed to more people, more places. That's why when he strike that one, there is one more thing that I want to tell you. The moment I was born, my family, like fatad one. Really? And my father told me, everything go their way. He like become very good luck. Then my mother also I very easy to look after. Then after that life turn around. I was never born in China. The moment they come out and give birth to me, Then after that, the good life all come. Then you know what happened. That's why you talk about lottery. But not I strike. My father strike. Then later on, you remember? Before I marry my wife. Engaged already. First prize. Social welfare again. Oh, you think luck? Where got such thing as luck? Really, buy two tickets. And he passed the ticket to me, you know. He said, Ken Kun, I strike. I thought 4 digits at the bank. I look. I said, genuine. Hey, he said, genuine. Don't play a fool. 7 digit strike. Social welfare first prize. 1979. August 9. I still remember the day. That was the day I supposed to report to JKL for work. That's why a lot of funny things happen. Then I don't have to worry about house. I don't have to worry about getting married and all those things. Everything will fall into place. And this is really, really karma. Then I look at everything. It's just the way it is. It just unfolds. Like our spiritual tree, everything. I saw the sign, and it just unfolds. Then the way you all come was the same. The way the Kalyanamitta ship, the website, everything. I didn't do anything. And most of you all, I don't know you all. Except for my MU classmate, Mifong and Sui An. The rest all I don't know. And somehow they just come. Even Anne also. You ask Anne and Hui Rong, they also come in a very strange way. Together with Hui Ling and all those things. And all of you all, I think, I don't know you all. Most of the Tuesday class on, I don't know you all. And you all just come somehow. Okay. Who wants to share? Last one. You got 10 minutes. Yun-chan. Yun-chan. Yeah, you are chosen one. this one middle class one. Yeah, Yun-chan, thank you.
I can't see a lot of karma.
Wow, this one no need karma one. Home, yeah. No need karma one. Hao ming. Good life.
Family life, they started poor. Not too good.
Yeah.
But my mom was educated, so she was started. Working. She had. So we have two taps. She has one tap, and my dad had. But I thought it wasn't very good, because don't have a mom around.
She is working.
So when I went on strike in school,
Why you? How old were you when you were on strike?
Oh no, I was already in Form 4.
Actually,
the class they passed up blank papers. They didn't like the teacher. Because the teacher said, I work for my gaji only.
Boycott.
So we sent up all blank paper. And then all of us were sent to detention class. Then and I heard one of my friends said, she consulted her mom and said that we did wrong. So I was thinking, but my mom wasn't around for me to to ask her anything. But she had to work, and she also born a life of studying. Kept having to study at night, so I don't even see her. She goes for night classes of her. She worked with JKR. They have to pass the exams for salary increase.
Correct.
And so she had to do her shorthand. The time have to practice shorthand. So I know she was very busy studying. So actually I was so very happy because then she doesn't control me. I do whatever I like. I did whatever I felt like doing.
Mm. That was a good one.
So I had a lot of freedom during my young days.
Yeah. Means you are quite blessed. Very good. Yeah. Very good.
But no effect of karma.
Oh, you didn't see any of this. Then how you meet Raymond?
Oh, we went to the same office.
Oh, okay.
We were in the same office.
So, 跟谁? Lao Toya. 近水楼台啊?
Oh.
Because you meet very often, that's why they say, that's the condition.
Because both of us like to play games.
Oh.
And
what type of games?
We played netball and
Badminton.
And badminton.
Oh, badminton.
He plays basketball, but then we joined this Oxford University Press.
Oh, okay.
And they must arrange matches with school teachers. And so we had to play with the school teachers, and we always lose, so we are born losers.
Yeah.
All the time we lost. Then they said, I'm sure some of them look too young to be teachers. They must have roped in students, so we always lost. We used to play a lot of games after work. Mm. Play a lot of games together.
Mm. Mm. That's how you met Raymond, Very good.
That's how we spent a lot of time together.
How did you went into the Dhamma? You don't have any impact of karma. How did you encounter the Buddha Dhamma?
Auntie Tan's husband. He was working in JKR.
Tan Teck Beng,
So he asked my mom that year, they're looking for
Dhamma
teenagers
teacher.
To go for the Buddha
school.
Walk. For the Buddha
the
walk.
Buddha walk.
So my mom said, why don't you go for the Buddha walk? And okay, went for the Buddha walk.
Then
I met those students, all the students, and they were saying that they go for Sunday school. And I said, Buddhists also go for Sunday school? I thought only Christians went to Sunday school. So, you know, you come to Brickfield Temple?
I went. Good.
And their lesson at that time, they're studying this book.
Yeah, this book.
Buddha and Dhamma. And they were teaching. Talking about rebirth.
Yeah, rebirth.
I queried the teacher, where is that proof that's rebirth?
Oh, that's a good one. So did the teacher answer you?
Yeah. He gave a lot of reasons, like deja vu and all that. But then it didn't really sink in. I read the book myself and I thought, the Four Noble Truths. This is the kind of life we cannot live.
You terbalik on. No wonder it took you so long to understand the Four Noble Truths.
I started very young.
Yeah, but you were not gifted because you were not taught the correct thing from the past.
The teacher became a Christian in the end.
Wow, that was a real classical. That teacher became a Christian. Wow, that's really classic. Oh, good one.
Anyway.
Well, I didn't know you got such a colorful background behind Buddhism. No wonder I find you so difficult to absorb Dhamma. But you got good parami.
I think I got a past.
Yeah, you got
because
your past. You got
I sat down to reflect, and then something told me, you'll have to meditate. Something.
Oh, very good, very good.
Mm. So I went and learned meditation.
Oh,
but then it
that's
is
how
not
you went to that one.
No, then.
The doctor or something.
Not yet.
Not yet. That one later. Okay.
I was still in Form 6. When I first stepped into Buddhism, I was in Form 6, you know. When I studied. Then they told me, go for meditation. But meditation was at night in Brickfields. And he told me, you come alone. Young girl. He said, you go to Chetawan Temple. They have meditation. I went there.
Chapter 1 also. Yeah.
I went there, and then there was under construction. So we had to sit outside.
Outside.
And
yes.
To
yeah.
meditate, and then the mosquitoes kept coming. Dong, dong, dong. And I said, oh, no killing. Cannot kill the mosquitoes.
Oh, that was a good one. That was a good one.
I said, oh, okay, dear. I'll come back. I said, bye-bye. I'll come back another time. I don't think I can meditate. So I went for a few lessons and stopped.
Oh, okay.
And I didn't go back.
Oh, okay.
I in the end, got married, have children, everything. I didn't go back.
Oh, no wonder. But how did you end up the Sama Arahang one?
Then one fine day, I used to go bowling after work.
Ah, yeah. You
that
were
Friday.
Good. Bowling because of
the
rebound.
Bowling closed, yeah. No bowling. So then I was thinking, where shall I go? I'm still early, 4:15 off.
Yeah, yeah.
So I went round. Then I remembered I'm supposed to do meditation. No? So I drove back to Chetawan Temple.
Oh.
I asked the monk, and he said, okay, you come Monday. Monday nights they have meditation.
Oh,
and
okay.
Then that's where I went in there, and they had this Sama Arahang.
Oh, no wonder.
The group at, and they're doing samatha meditation.
Yeah, yeah,
you're supposed to see
visualize the Buddha
in crystal ball. So I was doing that. I introduced Stephanie to do also.
Yeah, Stephanie. Yeah.
And then we did the meditation until everybody left. Nobody left.
Yeah, that was an interesting one. Oh, now only I know you got such colorful encounters. Sadhu, very good.
No karma for a long time.
Yeah, very good. No wonder you say no karma. Very good, very good. Okay. Thank you so much, Yichan. Let us rejoice. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay. Pass the mic back to PG. Then we can end. We are 10:30 already. Oh, yeah. Accident. Okay. Maybe what we'll do is we'll continue next Tuesday. You all prepare something. Maybe after today, you can have more idea to share. So we can talk about karma. It's a very wide topic, inequality that you can see. Then how you go through life, how you come across the Buddha Dhamma, in what way it has impact your life and all those things. You can share them. When you reflect, you can develop a lot of understanding. A lot of understanding. Then as your Dhamma understanding deepens, all this understanding will unfold beautifully. Beautifully. That's why I like this topic, was because this is the topic where you can really go on for very long. Later on, maybe we get into a circle. Actually, in a circle, you talk better. Because you look at each other. Then I tell you, that time the mic got no time to rest. Everybody want. Really? Everybody fighting. Because everybody want to share. Because the sharing become very exciting after that. Okay, now we will share merit, transfer merit. Then we can do our aspiration and all those things. Let us recall to mind all of the wholesomeness that we have developed over the past 2 hours plus, and let us now share and transfer this merits to all beings, starting with the devas. Akasata cha bhumata devanaga mahindika punyang tang anumoditva chirang rakkhantu loka sasana Ita vata chamehi sampadan punya sampadan sabbe deva anumodantu sabba sampati siddhiya idang menya tinang hotu sukhita hontu nyatayo idang menya tinang hotu sukhita hontu nyatayo Idang menya tinang hotu sukhita hontu nyatayo Imina punyang kamena mame bala samagamo Satang samagamo hotu yava nivana patiya sadhu sadhu sadhu.
Okay, let us pay respect mindfully to Lord Buddha, Kuan Yin Bodhisattva, and all the worthy ones.
Thank you.